How?
Just through this, you know.
Well, yeah.
וחתוסם כחוב דמי, אי אדונו וערב. אך זה כוסו הבו אליי, עושו קולו, אם לא ידעו. ואיפנו משום אנושים בירקוס דמו, אני אמבודד בית חזל אקספורט, ואתם בואים שזה, אי אדונו וערב. ואיפנו של המסטר טייק, not a notice, he has to receive testimony, but to teach morality to people. That when they convict someone, they should be very cautious in introducing the proper evidence and to see whether he's really guilty or not. Ayiftem shama anoshim bayilchus deimo v'avrom v'idenu himi lufni Hashem. Ayigash avrom v'yima haftis pe tzadikim osho. Ula yish chamishim tzadikim zirayim. Haftis pe v'lisiso amokim. The Mahamishim Asadikim Ashapichirbo. Holiloch Maasis Kadovrazel, Homis Sadikim Rosh, Voya Kasadik Rosh, Holiloch Hashivit Kloris Yasim Shabbat. Svayim Adishem, so Avrom of New started, so to speak, to bargain Vakuribo. Vayim Adishem, immense of his dim Hamishim Sadikim Visihoia, Vinososil Homokim Abu. If will be found, if you'll find 50 righteous people in his day, then everybody will be spared. And it's not mentioned how many residents were in his day, but thousands. So because of 50 righteous people, the lives of the thousands will be spared. I think that's fair enough. Vayana vorm vayima, hini no altili davel al shem, פוניח יופה ואיפה, אולי יחסו מחמישים צדיקים חמישים. אסך מאסשכיס וחמישס כל עיר, אין לו יחסכיס, אין אמצע שם הבויים וחמישים. All right, he started to bargain, 40, 30, 20, עשור. But then he didn't, so the Rabbein Shalom granted, even if you find 10 righteous people, the lives of the thousands of Rishoyim will be spared. So then, why didn't he argue 9? Because Avraham Avinu knew that for 9 righteous people, because Nemabo, there are also a number of righteous people, but not 10. So that's why the dear Amabo did not deserve to survive. Now the question is, Avraham Liflu was pleading on behalf of Chesed, big Chesed. Imagine, could such a plea be made in a human court? I mean, it would be ridiculous. And even before Beis Nagodol, such a plea couldn't be made. Let's say there's aloha fear and edachas, so the tzaddikim are spared. But suppose somebody will plead before the Sanhedrin, they law, well, there are 50 righteous people who did not worship Avodah Zarah. So of course it's ridiculous. So only before Hashem such a plea shaila. So he was pleading in the name of extra chesed, not justice. So why did Avraham Avinu say Hacholilo לא חשיב את כל אורס לא יעשה נשמע. So he was saying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if the Rebbein Shalom will not spare the lives of the thousands of Rishoyim, even though there are 50 righteous people, so we will not it'll be, has for Sholem, a miscarriage of justice. But we see that the difference between the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human justice. The Rebbein Shon said, HaMechasa Anin Avraham, after all, they were tzaddikim before Avraham Avinu also. Neach, tzaddik, Tomi, Shalach, Chaneich, they were all tzaddikim, but they were only tzaddikim in the sense that they acted justly and fairly and righteously and even graciously in a human way. But Avraham Avinu, the Torah says, Yidati. What does Yidati mean? I love it. Limana sheyitzave es bonos beis Yaakov. Not because Avraham Avinu was misnefesh himself, he allowed Nimrit to throw him into the hot fiery furnace and not to worship the idols. Not that, but because it was dedicated to the concept of chinuch habonim ve'abonis. Tzibonov means sons, beise means daughters. Vishomu derach Hashem la'asis doko mishpot manhovi ad Hashem la'avrom shaldivolo. Agavuch, the Meshech Chochma points out, it is assumed by people that the mitzvah of chinuch is in the Rabbanon. That's true, the Gemara said it so many times. Midrash said there is no mitzvah of chinuch. And the mitzvah of chinuch is only applies to a son, not to a daughter. That's the Gemara in Ozia. The Rish Lakish says, Machlekes Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish in Ozia, according to Rabbi Yechon, is halacha on Yishmi Sinai. This all of his mother's bnei bin zirus. Rish Lakish says, it's misat chinuch. So Rish Lakish says, all of his mother's bnei bin zirus, but not his biti bin zirus, because there is no mitzvah of chinuch by bas. So, but the Torah says, yeah, man sheitzaves bonoves beisei. So that means, number one, that's midaraisei. And it applies equally, not only to his son, it applies to the other two. So he says, there are two kinds of mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch midrabonon implies an obligation to be mechanech his son a cotton. And then the mitzvah of chinuch is only limited while the child is a cotton. The moment he becomes a godel, there is no mitzvah of chinuch. But here the Torah doesn't make a distinction between cotton and godel. It applies to godel and to a gedele as well. So the Meshech Chochma says there are two kinds of chinuch. One chinuch is to mechanech chitzon in cotton in each specific maise mitzvah. In other words, cotton shenitzorich li'imei, the father has to be mechanechim to mekai mitzvah suki. So suppose he misses once a suki. He wants to sleep a little more, so he's not going to eat in the suki. So the father has to mechanech each specific maise mitzvah. That's when the Rabbanon, that applies only to a cotton. That applies only to a cotton. And then there is a general mitzvah of chinuch, not in regard to each specific mitzvah, but in general to mechanechim bidarkei Hashem. So the Meshech Chochma says, that's nichlal in the mitzvah deraisa, man sheitzaves bonos beis Yaakov. And then there is another mitzvah deraisa. The Ramban is masik, and the Rambam is why the Rambam is mashmi. The mitzvah of Yishom Elcho, pentish has advorim, asher ol enecho, upen yosugum uvovecho, kol mechayecho, veidaitom livonecho, ulevonecho, yim asher omar Hashem Elcho. So that's in mitzvah sesen, it's a slice to say, to mimatik ma'asinai, udvoro shomatim esich eish, In other words, he had to impart the Sinai experience to our children and to our grandchildren and to the children of others too, the same mitzvah, the voice of Sinai and Vorov Shamatam Dehoesh, not only the voice of Sinai, the fire of Sinai. There are many parents and there are many mechanchim, teachers, who try to impart the voice of Sinai, but they don't impart the fire of Sinai, the enthusiasm. That requires a special skill. And this is just as important as the fire of Sinai. Many children are Yitzel Tavos Roar because the parents and the mechanchim unfortunately failed in their mission to impart the fire of Sinai. Alright, so that's a mitzvah deraisa in a general way. So Mele, from the point of view of Lasi Zdoko Mishpot, Zdoko comes first before Mishpot. In human justice, so Mishpot comes first. Then the president, the governor, has the right to grant chesed. But it's Lasis Mishpot Zdoko. So since they fail in the Mishpot, they'll never absorb the concept of Zdoko. But here, in divine justice, so Zdoko comes before Mishpot. From the perspective of Zdoko, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not spare the lives of all the Rishoyim, the thousands of Rishoyim in his day, in spite of the fact that they are 50 righteous people, so that's it's a miscarriage of justice. So the Rebbe Nishum said, no, I'm not has to show him guilty of that miscarriage of justice. If you find 10, so then I'll spare the lives of the thousands of Rishon. Okay. The next thing is that I would like to discuss is the Akedah. Now, the Akedah, requires explanation. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided to test a form of it. After all, everybody knows Avraham Avinu withstood so many things. The fiery furnace of Nimrod, but of course, to sacrifice a child is a much bigger Nisrael, by far, thousand times bigger Nisrael than to sacrifice your own life. Many people are ready to sacrifice their own lives. You find among the Meselom who volunteer when their country was in danger, the time of the Second World War, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. So many plain American boys, not of a high ethical stature, so volunteer, and many got killed. It was a real sacrifice. But to sacrifice a child is by far a much bigger thing. But the Rebbe Nishon knew that Avraham Avinu is going to do that Nishon. So why did the Rebbe Nishon have to break the heart of Avraham and of sorrow? And of Yitzchak, it wasn't pleasant for Yitzchak to be naked on the Akedah. So the Ramban asked that kashya. And the Ramban says, you look it up, that the Rebbe Nishon, of course the Rebbe Nishon knew, but the Rebbe Nishon wanted Avraham Avinu to know that he is capable of a much bigger Nisrael to sacrifice his own son. He didn't know. And then we find ויהיה הדבורים האלה, ולקים ניסס אברהם, ויהיה לו אברהם, ויהיה מעינים, ויהיה מקחנו איזה בינכו שפיתחו סורנל, דרמבן, עם צייתר, mentions that there are all kinds of degrees of prophecy of Nebui. So, not was Meisha, that's unique, but other Nebui, there are all kinds of degrees. So there is what, a lower degree of Nebui when the Rebbeinu Shlomo reveals himself through the medium of a Malach. But there is a higher degree of Nebui when the Rebbeinu Shlomo reveals himself directly. So here, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo went to Avraham Avinu to bring Yitzchak and the Akedah, he revealed himself, not to a Malach. But then Avraham Avinu took the knife to slaughter Yitzchak, so then, Vayikol Elov Malach Hadishem Nashamay. Tishlach Yotra Avraham Avon. Tishlach Yotra Ana. So Avraham Avon, the first time, just once Avon. Here, twice Avon. Why twice Avon? So Rashi mentions in the name of Medrash that one Avon is to Avon, and one Avon is to the descendants of Avon, the dearest. In other words, whenever there comes a situation when parents are called upon to slaughter their children, and that situation unfortunately arose in the time of the Crusades when many parents slaughtered their children in order that they should not be converted by the Christian monks, by them, and the Askenim Barat Eisves mentions Hasdimchem Mefisichem Medresh. So he says, Uchvohoya Bishas Hashmat, Shezok Nechot, Shochat Esnoi, Behatzleisim Shmat, Voyoshom Zok Nachher, Vioma. Ritzeach. Ono Yiseas, okay. Im Ani Ritzeach, Ani Omus B'misa Mishun. He cursed himself. He was so convinced of his right approach. So then at the end, the Xera was brutal. The Crusades left. They fled. And everybody was saved. And the child of that Zokei was killed. So that's why the Chachamim or Misake to say Avarachamim, because they did a terrible thing, but they meant Lishim Shemayim, they were Tzadukim Murim. So he asked for Kapore for them, for the Avire, these Tzadikim and Deishim and Teirim. So there is a story about Rav Chaim Volozhin. I heard it from my father, and I also saw it in the book about the Gror, of course, put a ban against Hasidim. He called them Anshei Akad. So then Rav Chaim Volozhin, years later, after the Petir of the Gror, lifted the ban. Rav Chaim Volozhin in Russia, in Lithuania, and the Chassam Sefer in Hungary, they both joined in lifting the ban. But in Hungary there was no opposition because there are so many Hasidim. But in Ukraine, Russia, how many Hasidim more than Joseph Lubavitch? So there was a terrific opposition. So then one of the Talmidei Agor wrote a letter to the Rav Chaim Volozhin. He said, "You yourself, in the Agdome, to the Goyen's Perush and Safodis Niesek, the Kabbalah Sefer, you write, Mere the Rabbi, Hagoyen Rahagoyen Achosit Rabliyo, Royo Ish, Elamalach Hashem." So it was Malach Hashem. So in Malach Hashem, according to your own statement, put them in Cheren, and you are lifting the Cheren. How can you do that? So the Reb Chaim Volozhin answered him. It's a good question. But the Ramban says, Umamenu Shom Anu Sheimim, She'akodish Bohu Ba'atzmei Hu Amtzava Lakeim. Umalach Hashem Bilvad Yochel Nea Minakeim. It's another way, so it's Halach. Elof Tishmo. So if Inovi tells us to be makrif korbanos b'chutz, like Leo Behar HaKarmel to be makrish the Nevi Abal, so yesh keach b'yad bezden and b'yad no, I mean b'yad bezden even not lefisho b'sheval taisi, but Novi lefisho b'kum v'asei. So that's only acceptable Zohar. Even if he's minded, he moves away the sun from the center of the Rakia, we're not allowed to listen. It's only in Isoy, HaMakudish Bohu. So he says, but the Avere of Shechus Domim of Meit and Akeda on one person requires a Tzivah Hashem directly, not al Malach. But to be Minea Nakeide, so then Imalach is enough. The Goyen was Imalach, but he cannot be Saver, so to make an Akeide and call Israel. After the unfortunate experience with the Mishichim Shikrim of Shavse Tzvi and Yaakov Frank, and after all the Tzores, if Chas V'Sholem, the ban will not be lifted, so then there will be an Akeda of Klal Yisrael. So it's a mitzvah daily to leave the ban. So then all the Talmidim of the Kor kept quiet. Now, but the question arises, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom test Avraham Avinu? So the Ramban has that question. And the Ramban says, of course the Rebbeinu Shalom knew, but Avraham Avinu didn't know it. So he wanted Avraham Avinu to be meitzi mina pe'a lalakeach, mina keach alapeach. And then we see after the Akeide, so what did Avraham Avinu decide? To send away Yitzchok to Shem Veira. He was already 37 years old the time that he called Chazal. So why didn't he decide to send him away to Bismut Rosh Hashem Veira? The answer is Avraham Avinu thought, after all, my home is not a good Bismut Rosh. In other words, this is a lesson for certain Meitere who are Tomde Chachom. They think they don't have to send the child to Cheida, they don't have to send him to Yeshiva. No, it's a mistake. At home, one cannot make as much progress as in Yeshiva. There are outstanding Yechidim who never went to Yeshiva. The Chaznish was one of them. But his Yechid is good. There are no examples. I mean, Reb Meshe Feinstein, in his sense, was also, he really didn't go to Yeshiva when he was already, he learned by his father, Rav David Feinstein, who was also a good one. And then, when he was already 20 years old, he studied by Rav Pesach Pushkin, a Talmud of Rav Chaim. Rav Pesach Pushkin. So, but, on the whole, he became a godel at home. So Avraham Avinu thought, my home is a yeshiva. But after that Akeide, the Ramban points it out. So he said, I had a son and I almost lost him. And I didn't, so He felt guilty. Why didn't he send away a form to this Roshi Shoshin Veda? So at the age of 37, he sent him away to this Roshi Shoshin Veda. Now, so that was one teretz that is given by the Ramban, to let Avraham Avinu know, to be made see in a keach lapeya. And what's the, in other words, the lesson is, there are many people you see among the Mishaelim, the Hafti, who offered their lives at a time when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. But when they came back, they didn't find jobs. They became very depressed. And they, some of them, unfortunately, resorted to all kinds of things. All kinds of things. Why? Because the big column is much easier to bring than the small column. The big column, you do it once in your lifetime, finish. You die on the battlefield and finished. But then, the small column you have to do to forego and caprices and tithes, trivialities, mishugasen. So that's much more difficult because you have to do it every day and every night. Somebody insults you. Who is capable of the madrege hanalovim v'yanelvim shimech haposan yishivim? No one except tzaddikim. The Rambam says in Chasdeyes, derech hatzaddikim v'achsidim sheloi lehoshiv al haposan. But al pidin, there is no aveira, because the Midrash says, the same leashes on Nisei, you are not allowed to hurt the feelings of a fellow Jew. There's the difference between Inuas Momein and Inuas Dvorim. Inuas Momein, so if a certain person is a ganef, I'm not allowed to deceive him in Momein. But Inuas Dvorim, if a person is not careful with me, I am allowed al pedim to retort back. Not more than he insults me, but to the extent that he insults, I'm allowed. But it's not a mere thief. Alright, there's the terrors given by the Rambam. But I think there's another terrors. Now that you see what goes on in Israel, one of its modern tragedies, suicide squads. By whom? By Rotsky. By Rotsky. Suicide squads. Well, they, in their twisted mind, they believe that they'll go to Gan Eden immediately. So still, in order to go to Gan Eden immediately, you have to commit suicide. Why don't you take the other approach, another option, to go to Gan Eden by living a life, a holy, ethical life, even according to their own twisted point of view. The answer is, just as there are biological instincts in every human being, in every animal, kino, taivo, kodet, that is true of the whole animal kingdom. So in the human realm, they are spiritual. One of the instincts is to be misanthropic. It's an instinct, like kinetive and covet, same instinct. And we say, Birkas Keni, Yorecho Ad Hashem V'Yishmerecho, Yorecho Ad Hashem Pono V'lecho V'choneko, may God shed light upon you and give you grace. So the Sefri says, what it means, shed light. Shalaitiyah hamizbeach shol chocheshach. There is a spiritual instinct to give sacrifices, but unfortunately, many times, usually, it is channeled the wrong way. What about the Moloch worshippers? What do they have today? We are experiencing Moloch worship, and when the PLO terrorist when they want to kill Jews, so they put their children and their women to shield them. And they think that the Jews will not shoot at them, because Chas v'Sholem, not to hurt the innocent women. They're not innocent. They are just as much of Rishoyim as the husbands. But, so the Rabin government instructs them, you're not allowed to shoot if somebody stands there. So what will be the result? So to keep on killing, so that we ask the Kehani, ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, that he should bless the Jews and keep them away from a dark Mizbeach. So there is a spiritual instinct of bringing sacrifices, of bringing sacrifices. So memele gameze lumaze osolekim. Why are the Kabbalists? The Rambam Be'er Nivuchim explains it. The Rambam says in Be'er Nivuchim that was misunderstood by many maskilim, even by some religious philosophers in Israel. Avraham Shapiro criticized a certain person, a modern rabbi, I don't want to mention his name, because he said that Avraham Yitzchok HaKeim Kuk Zechen Levroche writes that Mesa Mashiach, there will not be any Kabbalists. That's Chas v'Sholem Kfirei. Because we say in the Musaf Nesre, Vishon Nakrif, Tbidin Kisidom Musafim Kilchos. But why the Rambam says in Menuchim, the reason is why the Torah mentioned the Din of Kabbalists, the whole Sefer Vayikra. Because Bismamat and Torah, they were accustomed to a Makrif Kabbalists, to the idols, and even human Kabbalists, Yizbuchu as Leshedim, ki es neem ves neseem sofu beish leleheem, about the Canaanites. So in order to, and it was impossible to uproot that abominable barbaric practice. So the Torah said that that's the Meresh Tanchumen. Why? At the end of Achimeis, the Yizbichu Lasirim, so the Torah says that the reason is why I have to mark of Kabbalists in the Rabbis, in the Azore, is to prevent them from being mark of Kabbalists to the demons, to the Shedim. Shedim means to Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Mufti, Arafat, Yimachshmon v'zichon. So that was the purpose. Moshe Limelech, Shehoyo Leben, Shehoyo Osik, Bishias Yain Kolayim. He was a drunk, an addict. So he said, yes, this Chachomim, what should he do? How could he cure it? So he said, you can't stop it. But tell him, when he drinks, he can drink as much as he wants, all day, but in the presence of the Father, the King. So naturally, he couldn't take it. So kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hei mizapchim korbonos lasirim, let them be mizambeach bebeisi, in the Azor. So this is what Rav Avraham Shapiro said, what Rav Kook meant. In other words, because what the Rambam says, what the Pasuk says, the Yizbuch Lasirim, but it, even now in Shaykh, we have a revival of the Moloch worship. They kill their own children. They use the children, their wives as a shield. Moloch worship now. It's a revival of the Buddhist kind of paganism. Of course, there is no difference in this Avizore, whether you are makrif to a shed, to a demon, all your makriv to Michoel Mor Hashem, same as Avizore. But from the perspective of ethics, there's a big difference between somebody who is makriv to Michoel, who believes in certain ideals, and makriv to Ishet, to a Hitler, to a Stalin, the Mufti, to Arafat. So that's the other reason as to why Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be put his son on the Akedah. In other words, to inspire the future generations that they can't avoid, if there had been a possibility of avoiding sacrifices altogether, then there wouldn't be Siva Vayikra. But that's impossible, because without sacrifices, the purpose of the creation of man would have no meaning. What kind of a meaning? Then a human being would be a computer, a brain computer. No, why is the creation of man have a meaning? Because on one hand there is the biological instincts of Kinetai Bikovit, on the other hand there is the spiritual instincts of bringing sacrifices. So a person has to channel all the instincts, the biological instincts, let's say Yamakev Kom Pesach, and you eat it with basic, so that then you are sublimating the biological instincts to the level of Dushe, and of course the spiritual instincts are channeled the proper way. Okay.